Spring vacation ends this week for New York City students. That means it's time to get ready for the next round of testing, set to begin later this month. Testing has become a hot topic lately, now that New York is among dozens of other states that have adopted tough new standards called Common Core. But many educators say these new tests don't meet the mark. WNYC's Beth Fertig recently sat down with four local teachers and has this story.
Even if you don't have a child in the public schools, you've probably heard about the complaints over the new standardized tests. After the English tests were given to students in grades 3 through 8 earlier this month, teachers and principals from nearly 40 schools in Manhattan took to the streets to protest. One of those schools is Eastside Community, where Nicole Dixon teaches 7th grade. She said the test questions were more like trick questions.
This is not the actual question, but it was a question very similar to, the author compares knowledge to a golden coin in order to emphasize that it is precious, valuable, rare, or important.
Got that? Well, Dixon didn't.
All of those are pretty reasonable answers, and as somebody who considers myself pretty good at these multiple choice questions, that's really alarming to me. And that's something that really takes away kids' confidence.
The state defends its tests by saying 300 New York educators were involved in creating and editing the questions, with the goal of pushing kids to think and read critically. But many teachers, like Ryan Zimmerman, found them confusing. He's a third grade teacher at PS 321 in Park Slope.
The questions were involved, like, going back to paragraphs and relating those paragraphs to other paragraphs. And I felt like the students really were just being tested on how well of a test taker they were and not necessarily how great of a reader they were or great of a writer they were.
Many teachers actually like the new Common Core standards, and that's partly why they're so frustrated. Lisa Ripperger is principal of PS 234 in Lower Manhattan.
That didn't feel as if it was really the best assessment of what the Common Core has been asking schools, school leaders and teachers to do in terms of better honing their own instructional skills at teaching kids to be deep, big intellectual thinkers.
These new Common Core standards are tougher, and so are the tests. When New York introduced the tests last year, only 31% of kids statewide were rated proficient. Nicole Dixon says one thing that would help is if teachers could get a good look at the tests.
It's really alarming that we can't give exact examples of the types of questions that bothered us because the test is so shrouded in secrecy.
That's not hyperbole. Teachers aren't allowed to talk about the test items because the state is worried about security. Since these tests are still new, officials say they can't share all the questions because they won't have enough new ones for next year. Last year, they did release 25% of the questions, but Dixon says that's still not enough.
The analogy that I say to some of my friends is, you know, imagine you have a car and it's not working quite right. So you bring it to the mechanic and the mechanic says, well, I'm going to run a secret battery of tests on it. And then 3 months later, the mechanic says, well, your car got a 2.4 out of 4. It's approaching standards. And you say, well, what does that mean? What can I do to fix it? And the mechanic says, well, I don't know because the state won't give me access to that information.
Teachers do get statistics on what types of questions gave students the hardest time, but there's still a lot of anxiety around these tests. Teachers are now evaluated in part on student performance. Families also worry that they'll affect a child's progress, though the state recently agreed students can't be held back a grade based solely on low scores. So, are the tests worth it? Lakeisha Odlam, who teaches 7th grade at the Eagle Academy for Young Men in Queens, says yes.
I think that standardized test scores can be very useful for individuals, teachers, for the state, the country. But my real concern is that they're fair.
And even though she didn't like this year's tests, she does see signs of improvement.
I think the reading passages were more interesting this year. Overall, I was really impressed with what I saw student writing for 4th grade and 7th grade.
But the English test is history, so to speak. Teachers are now preparing their elementary and middle school students for the state math tests that start later this month. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.